Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to make the call that I did to Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They're different because they make and install all their own products and offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I recently had my windows done. I am thrilled with them. Get the best price, the best product, deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. That's 847-881-3060. And for the first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, you'll get 10% off your order. Check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
This transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Join the Wildcats, Welsh Ryan Arena, the play Saturday night, 8 o'clock tip against Purdue. Get your tickets now at nusports.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Let's play a headline grab. Ready for this? Headline grab. Jay Cutler gives what type of advice to Mitch Trubisky?
Oh, goodness.
This is a good headline grab.
I don't think it's going to be good.
No, it's going to be good.
Don't read anything.
Okay.
But he's reading this right now.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop reading is your advice, Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, you go underground here, bud.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Jay Cutler from the Pardon My Take podcast. His advice for Mitch would effectively turn off the TVs.
Turn off the TVs, yeah.
Don't read.
We know, Mitch struggles reading defenses.
Oh, boy, here we go. Everything was so positive up to this point. I want to thank everyone for texting, for calling, for emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate that. Thanks to Dustin Rhodes.
I'm trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
Yeah. And thanks to Kevin.
This is a waste can kind of a night.
Oh, boy. And Ray, you do it all, pal.
The man known as the machete.
That's what he's called around here. And now we welcome in Dan Burstyn and Connor McKnight. Gents, how are you?
Morning, guys.
Bless you. Great to see you. You look so good for yourself.
I laughed out loud when
You know, you got into the portion of the Super Bowl interview of the former Super Bowl winning quarterback, who where he's about to pitch his product, and he and I, my brain played a trick on me, because when he said Bigelow tea, I immediately default to the quarterback selling something for a pharmaceutical company, and I thought it was like Big Low Tea.
I got that Big Low Tea.
Right, yeah, it's usually like you got the, you know,
he's so got low tea.
He doesn't just have low tea. He has Big Low Tea.
Right, it's a tumescent drug, or it's gastroesophageal reflux disease, or it's something. But he's literally selling tea.
What's in that cup?
It, it took me like, wait, what does he mean? He has Big Low Tea. Oh,
wow,
just great. Because I always wait for it, because you know, the interviews, you know, you got the sheet in front of you, and they always say that he's making these appearances because he's got, you know, AbbVie, whatever, is having him sell something to make your life better. But no, it's just tea.
Yeah. The thing that stood out to me is, like, Bigelow is the name of somebody, right? I don't know why, but I thought Bigelow was probably a character from some English cartoon or something. I didn't realize Bigelow was a family name. It's like, if you ever...
Catherine Bigelow, the director of, like, Hurt Locker?
Yeah, but I don't think she's involved with that. Is she involved with that? I'm just saying. I thought it was just a name for the team.
Brad Bigelow, the Tribune. You guys have him on all the time.
Yeah.
Right? It's Bigelow time.
Yeah. It's Bigelow time. You know, Apt, that store Apt, right? Great store. Been there, bought a washer and dryer from them. That is their name.
I know. I went to camp with them.
Okay. Well, when I first heard of that store, people would call it ABT. Mm-hmm. Like it was somebody's initials. It wasn't their name.
Acronym.
Yes. Or something. Exactly. Right, yeah. So I didn't know that until I realized, like, oh, wow. Okay. There's family photos on the wall. Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
You went to camp with him?
Yeah. Billy. He went to North Star for a couple years.
With the apps?
Yeah, I think he was my age or a year younger.
Always had the cool headphones, didn't he?
Oh, back then? Like the first Walkman?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Around with the boombox on his shoulder.
Yeah, look at that kid.
That's funny.
Yeah, oh, the boomboxes were big. Yeah,
isn't that what everybody... imagine the 80s is everybody had that giant boombox over their shoulder walking around and bopping their head.
Yeah, playing Rock Lobster.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I haven't been there in a while because my washer and dryer held up, but... I remember going there with the kids, and they had one of these things where it was like the giant bubble thing where you like picked it up and they were inside a bubble.
It's an amusement park.
It is like an amusement park.
And the big saltwater fish tank and everything.
Yes, yes.
And I would go around and look at that La Cornue stove that costs like $50,000 or whatever it is.
Rule.
Yeah, that somebody – and you overhear – people say there was a woman who was looking at it, and she says something it's literally $50,000 for this stove, and she says, you know, that you have to go to a class in Paris to be able to use this. And she's like, well, I'm not going, I'm gonna send my chef. And she said, obviously, just tell me where and when, and we'll send him. And obviously, I'm going to send him, and he'll train, so he'll be able to use this.
Oh, my.
Like, oh, well.
Yeah. Can I come over for a dinner party?
It must be nice.
My chef.
Make me a souffle.
Wouldn't that be like the perk of having to buy and shop for a new stove? Is it going to France? And then be like,
yes, that would be the perk.
That'd make it worth it.
Like, yeah, and I also found out that if you have 529 savings accounts for your kids, and there's leftover money, which there obviously
How would you have leftover money?
How does that happen?
But if in fact,
they decide not to go to college,
get a scholarship or something, and you end up with leftover money, if you go on a trip, say to Paris, and happen to then take, if there's an educational component, if you take a cooking class, you can use that money. You can use that tax-free money for yourself to pay for the educational component.
What if your kid's still in college and you just want to go on vacation? Can you still do it?
Or move and not tell the kids where you're going?
You go to Paris and you take like a Hemingway drinking class.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah. I needed a lot of money for this.
Now we got guys around Chicago that are going to do a runner on their family and take a French cooking class.
Right? Hey, well, that's a good idea, Bernstein. How to do that?
Yeah, his bacon hack turned out pretty good. I'm going to try this.
Some of your callers just enraged me today, and it's why we listen to sports radio, is to sort of get these feelings. But I'm
fantastic show.
Zpac did a really good job of articulating what I was thinking. But the guy was like,
called in. He's like, I've been watching the Cubs for 50 years, and you can make all sorts of reasonable arguments why I shouldn't hate Chris Bryant, but I've decided I hate him because he's soft. Like, what? What's to dislike about Chris Bryant?
Well, someone called him a prima donna.
I heard that.
I mean, really, of all the people in the world, would you say prima donna Chris Bryant?
That guy's got no ego at all. I mean, you watch the Cubs for 50 years, you lived through Sammy Sosa, and you're calling Chris Bryant a prima donna?
I always think people are entitled to sound as foolish as they wish.
They'll let you know. Yeah, that's true.
They'll show you.
They'll let you know. It's amazing to me that the Chris Bryant Nolan Arenado conversation has begun to. We'll talk about this a little bit later on the show because of this idea that Chris Bryant apparently is some sort of prima donna. So instead of Chris Bryant, prima donna.
The guy who forces a trade?
Yeah, who has said nothing but there's no ill will. This is part of business. I understand they're doing their job. I'm doing mine. So instead of that guy, you want Nolan Arenado, who's upset at his own front office for not spending more money after they just gave him the $30 million a year contract. You want the guy who's outwardly saying, they haven't done their job, they haven't provided me with a winner, I want better players on my team.
Yeah, I'm being disrespected.
You want that guy?
Right.
And by the way, both guys are right. Both Bryant and Arenado, they're both right. The Rockies have criminally mismanaged that team, despite giving Arenado a nice deal.
But there's one difference, though, Connor. There's one difference, though, Connor. Nolan Arenado really has accepted the fact that he's made that point. Chris Bryant, to our knowledge, hasn't really been the guy who has been as divisive or as loud as people are suggesting that he has been.
Nope.
Some people around him maybe that have